From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Twitter is rolling out a new branding strategy. Will it stick?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from New York. So last month, Twitter rolled out its stickers for photos, and now they're following it up with the launch of its first branded stickers. Its first brand partner, none other than Pepsi. So now Twitter users can attach stickers designed by the soda giant onto their Twitter pictures in an effort to basically advertise for Pepsi. Let's get more from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who covered the story and joins us on the line from San Francisco right now. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So how will this work? Brands can create a series of stickers and then what? Walk us through how this will kind of play out.
Yeah, basically when you go to add a photo to any tweet that you want to send out to the world, one of the options when you're editing it, along with filters and different things like that, are these stickers that you can place on them. And now there are going to be promoted stickers. Pepsi was the first to pay Twitter to create a series of stickers. And they have these little emojis, like smiley faces, and they have like a little barbecue emoji and a couple Pepsi cans, you know, cheersing one another. And then you just plop these onto whatever photo you want to share, and you can resize them. You can put them anywhere you want on an image. And that's pretty much the gist of it. They work exactly the same as regular non-branded stickers. Mm-hmm. So if you do put any of these stickers on your image, if anyone taps them in the app or clicks them on the website, it'll essentially create like a visual hashtag, and you can see all the other photos with those same stickers in them.
And obviously the goal is to create, you know, more user engagement. And that seems to be a big mantra right now for Twitter. Why is that element so important?
Well, Twitter's in this interesting situation where their revenue is actually shrinking as a company, and their user growth is somewhat stagnant. They haven't been able to attract new users in huge numbers like they used to be able to do. And they're also having an issue where the people who are on Twitter aren't using it as much as before. Now, there's still millions of passionate Twitter users who use it every day. I myself am one of them. I you know, love using the app, and I'm in it seemingly all the time. But there's a lot of people who just don't know who to follow, don't know who to interact with. So Twitter's making a lot of changes to the service like this to hopefully get people to do more and have more fun.
This seems very reminiscent of Snapchat, you know, adding stickers to photos, having filtered brands as well. Has monetizing these sticker features been a successful strategy? Is this a good cue to follow?
Yeah, I think so. It's been very, very successful for Snapchat, which, you know, they have their own little stickers and you know, emojis and things that you can send back and forth in text messaging inside of the app. They also have filters for people's faces if you want to take a photo or send a video to a friend. And those are often sponsored by, you know, different companies, fast food chains like Taco Bell, movies like the new X-Men movie, stuff like that. So it's been a very popular and money-making ploy for them. And Facebook's doing the exact same thing in their Facebook Messenger app. There are sticker packs that you can buy tied to brands and films and TV shows and things like that. So this is a proven way to make money and to increase user engagement, and Twitter is following that lead. But the thing that really makes this a little bit unique is that kind of visual hashtag idea, which no other service offers.
Gotcha. So can we expect more brands to line up other than Pepsi? I know they're generally quiet about specifics, but I would assume if all goes well, other brands will get in line and it'll become a new process for Twitter.
Yeah, if it's a success, then Twitter is going to take this to other advertisers and you know, definitely say, hey, listen, people are using these. They're enjoying them. They're sharing them with one another. And, you know, what Twitter is trying to sell this as is an authentic way for brands to interact with the people that are their fans or consumers, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. But it is also kind of a way to get us to help create advertisements for brands and then share them with our friends. So, you know, we're kind of doing the marketing for them if you do use these stickers. So just be aware of that. But a lot of people do enjoy this sort of thing. And if it's a brand you like, that might be the sort of interaction you want.
Very interesting. Nathan, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. You can check out more at WSJD.com. That wraps it up for the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.